Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Comrades Coach Lindsay Perry is with us once again. My name is Brad Brown. Welcome to it. Lindsay, before we get into today's question, we've got some exciting news. I've got some giveaways to give away here on the podcast, and it's pretty easy to win. There's a Nokia Lumia 640 up for grabs. There's also a Fitbit that some lucky runner could win. And all we're asking people to do over the next week is, if you go out for a run, tweet us and use the hashtag AchieveMore. You can do it on Facebook as well. So it's hashtag AchieveMore. Don't forget to tag either Lindsay or Ask Coach Perry in those tweets and Facebook messages as well. We'd love to find out what you're doing. And obviously the person who tweets and hashtags the most, the better. So it's hashtag AchieveMore. Lindsay, welcome onto the show. Great question in today from Samantha. She says she's a comrades newbie in 2016, out and out novice, and she's just recently started running, but she's seeing everybody's running with gadgets and watches and phones, and she's been told she needs something, but there's obviously a lot of things on the market. What would you suggest? Is it necessary, first of all? Do you have to have the high-tech gadgetry to run comrades? And if it is, what's some of the things you would suggest she checks out?
Look, you definitely don't have to have it to run comrades, but it really is just so useful and fun to track your stuff online. It means, or on a device that then upload online, because then you get to keep an electronic diary. You can look back. And these days, most of the products also have GPS in them. So you not only get to track your runs and how fast they are, but you actually get to see exactly where you ran, and you kind of rack up a database of places that you have run in around the world. So look, I would say it's very useful. Obviously, at the beginning, you probably don't need to go for highly expensive devices, but the more involved you get in running and the more information you want, obviously the more expensive the products do become. The Fitbit that we will be giving away as over the next series of podcasts is a really nice, handy, basic tool just to give you a real idea of how much activity you are doing. So, and then look, there's such great ways now of tracking. Garmin, if we use them in an example, you upload their stuff to their website, but they now also have a app which you can download on your phone. The really cool thing about this app is you can do it across all platforms. So whether you're Android, whether you're Apple, whether you're Microsoft, you get access to the Garmin Connect on your phone. You can create a little community with your training partners around you, so you can actually see when you or your training partners are slacking off. So it's just technology creates a really nice motivational tool to almost become your training partner on this journey.
Yeah, I love that. Samantha, check it out. Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, if you are doing a training run this week, make sure you hashtag us on social media, hashtag AchieveMore, and you could win yourself one of those Fitbits or the new Nokia Lumia 640. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast, all you need to do is head over to AskCoachPerry.com. You can submit the question there, and who knows, we could be answering yours next time out.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.